This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Oh, in the heart of the resistance. I've had that particular liner right there for like 10 years. Oh, but I'm being told by Comedy Central and Sumner Redstone and Viacom that they are the resistance and I am the opposition. Yes, I'm in opposition to the globalists colonizing this country, making us poor, telling Africans they can't have electricity or cars or air conditioning. Yeah, I'm against, I'm in opposition to 51% of blacks never being born, or Chicago, 95% of the deaths, black-on-black crime. I'm in opposition of you, the establishment, claiming that you're the resistance. Yeah, that you're the resistance to freedom. You're the suffocating force of pseudo-intellectual trash financed by the big remnants of the robber baron combine constellation allied with the Chi-Coms, destined to fail because we're now aware of your operation. So everything you do only leads quicker to your own destruction. See, you know it's not a bluff. I'm promoting Americana. 57 Chevys and Marilyn Monroe and rockets to the moon. I'm promoting Americana victory. You're promoting Protest Nation. Look at Drudge Report. Another congresswoman takes a knee because she's only got tens of millions of dollars and bitches and spews her anti-white racism. Sheila Jackson Lee kneels, but it gets better. I've got a clip here. I'm going to get back into Stephen Bannon and more after Ron Paul leaves. He's coming on the next segment. Sheila Jackson Lee kneels on the House floor in support of NFL players. Yeah, on your knees to Soros and his destabilization program. I love it. Dallas Cowboys, no longer America's team. They're a disgusting exercise of being bullied by Soros. That's all coming up. But if you look at the Protest Nation, we've now got good old crazy Maxine Waters up to her usual tricks, and that's another clip that I'm going to be getting to coming up, where Maxine Waters goes next level. But right now, let's go back to the Bannon clips. Bannon at Roy Moore rally in Alabama. They talk about hate speech. Let's talk about economic hate crimes that's been working men and women of this country. That's powerful. That talking point's the truth. Here it is.
They talk about hate speech. Let's talk about economic hate crimes that have been done on the working men and women in this country. They've gutted this country. They've gutted the manufacturing jobs and shipped them overseas. You know what for? For profit. You think this opioid crisis just came about? There's a direct correlation between the factories and jobs that were shipped to China and the workers left behind with total despair.
That's right. It's political control. Strategic military operation. Now, here's Mad Maxine. Impeach Trump over NFL kneelers. She's gone completely insane. Doesn't even make any sense. She says, we'll just hear it from her. Here it is.
He's pointing now to the NFL. We know that the majority of these players are African Americans, and we know what he is doing. We're not tricked or fooled by him in any shape, form, or fashion. And someone said, how is it he can never criticize Putin or the Kremlin or Charlottesville and those KKK, nationalists, supremacists, etc.? And here he is strongly criticizing, you know, football players and NFL players. Yeah. And so it's clear. We know who he is. He's defined himself. What are we going to do about it? Yeah. I know we're not talking about Russia and collusion today, and we're not talking about obstruction of justice, but I hope people understand it's about all of this that he should not be the president of the United States of America, and we got to get ready for impeachment.
And you know what?
So there you go. All of that is a lie. All he's done is criticize Russia when Russia's done nothing. He's been bullied into that. All he's done is talk about Charlottesville ad nauseum. All lies out of that pig's mouth. And of course he got a bunch of spoiled, rotten, racist black players. Of course he's talking about them.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, on Friday, the North Korean communist dictatorship's diplomat canceled his speech at the UN, which was unheard of, and then came back Saturday. And, why not just hear it directly from him, what he said?
He tried to insult the supreme dignity of my country by referring it to a rocket. By doing so, however, he committed an irreversible mistake of making our rocket's visit to the entire U.S. mainland inevitable all the more. In case innocent lives of the U.S. are harmed because of this suicide attack, Trump will be held totally responsible. What else could be a bigger threat than the violent remarks such as pouring fire and fury, total destruction, coming from the top authority of the world's biggest nuclear power?
Okay. Congressman, former congressman, medical doctor, Air Force veteran, Ron Paul was against the Iraq wars. He was against the Afghanistan operations. He's been against all of it. He's been proven right. His son, and of course himself still in Congress, spearheaded exposing the fact that the West had backed Al-Qaeda and then ISIS later. And then Trump rightfully picked up that gauntlet and took the baton forward and has helped clean up a lot of ISIS and kicked them out of Syria to a great extent. Now would be the time to come home. Instead, the neocons and others want to go into Syria and kick out Assad himself. Ron Paul has written extensively on that. So has the Von Mises Institute and the Ron Paul Institute. The story's posted on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. Ron Paul, how to end the Korea crisis. Kim joins Saddam, Gaddafi, Assad on a list of madmen, says Paul. This is a complex issue, but he's got a very well-researched angle on it, so I want to get his take. Thank you for joining us during this critical time.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Now, there's a delay today with our connection to you in Houston, but that's okay. Again, just so folks know. Dr. Paul, let's get into your plan to avert, which could happen any time, causing a huge nuclear war.
Well, the sooner we get out of there, the better. You know, we went into Korea when I was in high school. And it was totally illegal, unconstitutional. It was done without the permission of the people. It was done within a week after the Civil War broke out in Korea. And some of my teachers never came home. And ever since that time, I've been saying, why are we there? What should we be there? During all my campaigning, especially the presidential campaigns, I said, just come home. We've spent $1 trillion over there, you know, keeping them together. And look at what's happened in Vietnam. We finally lost in Vietnam after 60,000 Americans get killed, and now we get along with them. We don't need to be there. We're just trying to provoke a problem. And this guy's nuts over there, so why provoke him? We are acting from a sense of insecurity that we have to say, you know, we're tough. Don't mess with us or we'll bomb you. But that to me is just sort of chowdery. So the sooner we get out of there, the better. We've been there way too long. And, you know, this whole idea, the stage is set now that, you know, the Koreans are threatening. Well, we might shoot down an airplane. Well, what if there's now that stage is set, it's progressing because of our involvement. Somebody's going to use a false flag and somebody's going to shoot down the airplane just so that this war gets started. So that's why I believe in non-intervention. We ought to defend this country. But it's time to come home from Korea. We've lost too many lives. We killed, even when we got involved in that civil war, you know, with the North and the South, we bombed the North to smithereens. We killed 30% of their population, and they had never attacked us. We never declared war. We went there under UN banner. We have an insane foreign policy, and unfortunately, it really hasn't changed that much with our new president.
Dr. Ron Paul is our guest. We're talking about the North Korea situation, and obviously they're now sending bombers over the DMZ, big provocations. We know a lot of Ukrainian missiles that give them ICBM capability have been shipped in, smuggled into the North. And when you talk about a false flag, how do we know some major arms manufacturer or some other country doesn't smuggle a missile in like we saw in Ukraine, shoot down one of our bombers or try to shoot it down, and then suddenly we're into a kinetic action. A war starts. The North then attacks the South, Seoul, with 100,000 pieces of artillery. They've been threatening to detonate a hydrogen bomb above ground to attack Tokyo. We could very quickly get into a large nuclear war. And a lot of people say, well, we can easily defeat North Korea. Well, of course we can. But what happens if China or Russia gets involved, Dr. Paul?
Well, they will get involved. And, you know, when it started way back in the 50s, we thought, well, we'll take care of this. And a month after the war broke out, you know, we essentially won the war. And then we moved up and decided, well, we'll occupy North Korea, went up to the border, and then the Chinese came in. Sure, they're going to be involved. But I think you just made the case for why we need to be out of there because you know, the North Korea, the guy is goofy, but I tell you what, he does know what he's doing because he has to threaten because he believes that if he gives up and capitulates and does exactly what we tell him to do, that what will happen like what happened to Saddam Hussein, what happened to Gaddafi, And then how do we treat Assad in Syria? We have an empire to defend. We run the world, and it's wrong. It doesn't work. Millions of people have died over this, and it's time we as a people woke up and say, we ought to mind our own business. We ought to come home and defend this country. We don't need to be worrying about, battleships and bombers and flying back and showing that we have strength. They're weapons that were used in World War II. And this guy who runs North Korea, he's not going to invade the United States. He's not going to launch a missile. Just remember the whole thing. Dealing with Iraq, about all the danger, great danger, and the propagandists, the deep state, the media, convinced the American people that Saddam Hussein was a danger. They're doing the same thing now with North Korea. And that's why we ought to wise up and just not buy into this and look at this as a constitutional issue and not to say, well, we need to go to war with this guy. And unfortunately, we're marching that way. But we better look at ourselves, too. And why are we involved in 120 different countries with our military personnel? And why are we always looking for trouble? And I would say that it's very, very dangerous. But just to say, well, it was always Saddam Hussein's fault. It was always Gaddafi's fault. It's always Assad's fault. And then turn around and say, oh, yeah, but look at Russia. Look at what they're going to do. I mean, it is the neocon foreign policy that we have been following. We still follow the neocon foreign policy. I think that's tragic.
That said, I agree with you in practice and function. But even people like Joel Skousen that was agreed with you about not having a war, in the last five or six, saying they were frauds. He says when you get down to North Korea now, they do have nuclear weapons. They are being backed by China. They are a real threat. They are firing missiles right over Japan. They can test weapons, but doing it in this way, threatening preemptively to blow up the U.S., to say it's inevitable, that's pointing a gun at us and really next-level bravado. It's incredible chicken. And then you have the Clintons, as you know, transferring the reactors, transferring the missiles in the mid-90s that you and others criticized when you first got back into Congress. And so there's a lot of blame going around here. And then you just have the horrible little communist third-generation dictator fat off the blood of his little skinny citizens. I agree with you, the poor, North Korean slaves and their children. I feel sorry for them. I don't want to have to, nuke the DMZ. But if they do strike us first, I think they may be crazy enough to do it, then it's going to take a major commitment to make sure they can't counter-respond. Dr. Paul?
You're buying into all the garbage that's passed out there by the deep state and neoconservatives and the media. My suggestion very clearly on what we should do is we should allow the South Koreans to talk to the North Koreans. What's wrong with that? They're the ones that have everything at stake, and we don't even allow them to do that. And yet they're willing to. Just last week, the South Koreans, in an effort to break this conflict, they sent $2 million to North Korea to take care of some of the people, the kids that are suffering from our sanctions. The people suffer. We kill people. We killed almost 1 million Iraqis with our sanctions before we went to war. And all these sanctions do is just provoke the bitterness. We need to get allowed. Why do we prohibit the South Koreans from talking to the North Koreans?
By the way, Madeleine Albright.
We did that in Vietnam. And the French and Americans did that in millions of
Sure, sure. I mean, it's like Madeleine Albright said, 500,000 Iraqi children is a good price to pay with the sanctions. It's probably way over 1 million, lands at British Medical Journal, said it was like 1.3 back in like 2007, going back to 1990. And understand, Dr. Paul, I'm just wargaming both sides of the debate. I've not bought in to the garbage that we need to have a war or that sanctions are always the best thing. As you said, Vietnam now loves us. Hates communist China, is becoming a free market powerhouse, and we should have made a deal with Ho Chi Minh to go in there and be free market to begin with, but we double-crossed him, tried to overthrow him, back in 1960. So I understand the history of it, as you do as a former Air Force officer. The only thing I'm getting at here is that we can certainly recognize communist regimes are also horrible evils. Just because we have neocon problems here, I mean, certainly, this is a great example of how communism a horrible nightmare like Venezuela. Let's skip this break. Go ahead, Dr. Paul.
Well, I still think that you're seeing them as a much greater threat. And when I was drafted in 1962 over the Cuban crisis, you know, there was a real hot Cold War going on at the time. But we had danger then. The Soviets had 30,000 nuclear missiles and weapons. But we didn't provoke or think it thought we had to get rid of them. We actually dealt with them. Kennedy talked to them and, you know, got rid of that crisis we had in Cuba. That North Korea, they don't have this capability. It's not, China is not, it is not interested, not in their interest to allow this guy to provoke and get into a war with us. So that isn't quite accurate to say that they're in cahoots with China and they have nuclear bombs and all this sort of thing. And I think that we should allow South Korea to start having negotiations. Let China and Russia, they're involved more. They should be more involved than us. Let them monitor the
talks. Sure, Dr. Paul.
But why are we 6,000-7,000 miles away? Once again, we've been involved in a civil war that's been going on endlessly. It's time we stopped it.
Let's be clear. I agree with you. I have four children. You've got a bunch of children. You've got a bunch of grandchildren and great-grandchildren, I'm told now. And I absolutely do not want us to have a nuclear war. I do not want this to happen. I understand that what you're saying is historically true. I'm simply pointing out that President Trump has been right on so many other issues. And I understand that it looks like there's been an escalation. He believes that the strategic appeasement, the strategic patience has run out, and that he's looking for some other way to get North Korea to come to the bargaining table. Hell, months ago, Rex Tillerson was saying, let's have talks, stop this rhetoric, and it only seemed to encourage Kim Jong-un. So I understand you can say we're ganging up on North Korea, and the people hurt are the poor folks in it. That's true. I'm not saying you're wrong, but what about the dictators? What about the horrible, evil leaders of the nation? What are we supposed to do about them? What do we do?
Well, you're speaking for the neoconservatives. That's their line of talk of why we have to do this. And I'm just arguing it's totally unnecessary. It didn't work. You admit it didn't work in Vietnam. And we should have done that differently, and we're friends with them. We win more in peace than we do in war, but we've been in Korea. This whole thing is just based on a lot of misconceptions. I think our administration has accepted neocon lies, and they're going with it. But
I agree with you.
They get into trouble because of the diplomacy and the tone and all this, but...
And I agree with you. So, in just a minute or two, because I have a few other questions dealing with the economy and what's happening with all this NFL race baiting and the rest of the culture wars, what is your advice to President Trump? What is your advice to the president?
Bring the troops home. I would advise him just what my position has been for years. Get out of interventionism. Bring the troops home. Get out of all this, get out of the out of Syria, out of Iraq, the whole works. You know, start dismantling our empire. Get all our troops out of Korea and allow people to settle their own dispute, but not to join this neocon effort to continue to run the world and distort the truth because they love the wars in the Middle East, and now the neocons are behind all this activity why we have this great enemy, the North Koreans. I think when we get so upset about that we're insecure, we act like a bunch of bullies, we're insecure, we don't know how to react and say, oh, they're coming, they're going to come us, and they're going to bomb us. Alex, that is not true, and the Chinese aren't on that side of that issue at all. They are holding him back, if nothing else, because they have too much to lose. They don't want any more war in North Korea than we do. So I don't really think it's right to say this guy in North Korea is going to, because he's aligned with the Chinese, that they're going to help him, you know, provoke a war with the United States.
Just to be clear, their main trading partner is the Chinese. I'd love to see the two countries unified in this nightmare end. I'm not going with that line. I'm looking at both the lines of reasoning here just to play devil's advocate. I overall agree with you and hope that's the way this goes. But they do say they have hydrogen bombs. It is believed they have them. They're saying they'll preemptively use them. So they're putting out horrible rhetoric as well. I get your point that they need to look strong. They saw what happened to Iraq and other countries that didn't have nuclear weapons. They look at, Iran looks at that. So moving away from that, because I think we actually agree on that subject, and I pray everything turns out all right. We've got your article posted on Infowars.com promoting that. Getting into the NFL thing, we have the WikiLeaks. It's George Soros saying, let's go to culture war, even during the campaign, promote racial division. You have had a black president. You've got all these millionaire football players. People are tuning out of the NFL in droves, and they're only accelerating it as we see more and more wound up attacks on white churches. Whites are being killed in hate crimes. And it's so fashionable to be anti-white. And if you point that out, all this anti-white racism, they call us racist when everybody knows you and I and others have been calling for unity and, you know, really bringing the country together. What is all this about? Where do you see this going? What's going to end up happening, Dr. Paul?
Well, I think it is part of this cultural Marxism, and, you know, attacking tradition and culture is part of their tool. But when you narrow it down to the demonstrations on the football field, actually the answers are coming back pretty fast. People are disgusted with it, and they're disgusted with the football players, they're disgusted with the owners. They're starting to boycott, and I think that is very good. I just think the president ought to just, you know, be a lot less noisy about it, you know, threatening people, you know, that they're committing some crime. No, this can all be solved with a libertarian understanding of property. What those ball players do is determined by the owners, just as it would be in your studio or in your house or in my house. It's the ownership. So it has nothing to do with government and freedom of speech. It has nothing to do with the First Amendment. But it has a lot to do with what the cultural Marxists is trying to do. But the people who condone this and encourage it and expand this with the kneeling business, I think that's dangerous. But it's a reflection of the ownership. It can be stopped immediately by just the owner saying, no more. That is it. But if they condone it, you can't write a law and you can't intimidate. You can't say that they're right under the First Amendment. No, it has nothing to do with the First Amendment.
I totally agree with you.
It has to do with what the owners are going to do with their property, and the market will answer.
No, I agree. Trump's gone too far when he talks about having a rule. It's his right to come out and say he thinks they're, you know, idiots or whatever. But when he goes further, he then starts encroaching on free speech. I mean, I think a lot of it's figurative, but then how do the owners not let them do celebrations in the end zone, even though they're hiking their leg, peeing on the president symbolically? How can they fine them for that, but not fine them if they don't stand for the Star Spangled Banner? And I get it's free speech. You shouldn't have to stand. My point is there's this open globalist attack on America now, and that's why I'm simply saying I have my free speech to say I am going to boycott the NFL forever. What do you think, Dr. Paul?
That's the answer. That's the answer. Boycott them. And if the owners want to act like jerks and prohibit one sort of expression of a political opinion and not the other one, then they just dig a bigger hole for themselves. And the other thing about this, I need to get this in if possible. You know, a lot of this got worse once the football team started taking money from the government to promote this super nationalism and militarism, because all of that military stuff, they get a lot of money, but that's to support the interventionist foreign policy and the military. The military can do no wrong. It's support for the empire. That is where the problem is. And the American people should absolutely not allow our government to give 1 cent to the football and advertise there to promote the militarism of our government.
We only have 45 seconds real quick on the economy. If we don't get the tax cuts, Paul Ryan wants taxes to be raised now. If we keep Obamacare, most analysts say that will cause a new recession or depression and cause that big implosion you've been warning of. 30 seconds on that, Dr. Paul. Final comments, Dr. Paul.
Well, it looks bad. I sure hope they can get the tax cut through. If they blow that, then we're really in trouble. But it's not unusual to develop, you know, some of these welfare programs. It's almost impossible to stop them. And hopefully, though, we can compensate Trump. If I had to look for one thing, he has set an atmosphere where there'll be less regulation. If he can get a tax cut through, that will be helpful.
But yes, sir. Thank you, Dr. Paul. Thank you for all your time.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Hanging out right now, Roger Stone. Just talked to the House Intelligence Committee.
We had a very spirited exchange. I had the opportunity to correct the record with Congressman Schiff and Congresswoman Spear, as well as Congressman Swalwell. They conducted themselves in a polite and collegial way, but they continue to insist that the Russians hacked the DNC. They actively disputed the notion published in The Nation. Now, this is very key, because here is the takeaway. The FBI director, Mr. Comey, and the Secretary of Homeland Security, Mr. Johnson, both testified for this committee that the DNC did not allow the FBI to examine their servers. Mr. Schiff intimated today that that was not the case and claimed that the DNC servers had been turned over to the FBI. We've got to get to the bottom of that. Infowars.com is the first place on the planet where you can learn that factoid.
Did the name Seth Rich come up at all?
It did not.
Okay.
That is
true. All right, ladies and gentlemen, and we're joined by Roger Stone live right now. We have the entire press conference unedited being uploaded right now. It was in the basement, so we couldn't get our wireless transmission out. National television had some of the excerpts and some of it live, but we're going to give you all of that, plus the exclusive transcript of his testimony and the exclusive video of him reading the transcript before he went in. So that is all exclusive on DrudgeReport.com via Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. But the whole Russia investigation is now officially imploded. They have now officially said that I'm not under investigation and I'm not connected to Russia. They've come out and admitted that Drudge wasn't involved and shot down Democrats' further calls for criminal investigations. What it is bullying, saying Alex Jones didn't kick our butt. Donald Trump didn't kick our butt politically in the arena of ideas. No, the Russians did it. You had the whole Hollywood system, everything but the kitchen sink, thrown at the American resurgence movement. That's the opposite of racist. It's free market. It's beautiful. It's bold. And they failed. So they want to bring in authoritarianism, claiming we're the outside force, when they're the globalists protesting the flag, trying to overthrow our borders and get rid of our sovereignty. They're the foreign power. They're the multinationals. They're the enemy. They're the establishment. They're the opposition to us, the resistance. And they love playing games with words and trying to tell you they control words and control meaning. We're not under your cult anymore. And it's not because we're scared of your big fancy words. You don't even know those words. You read off teleprompters. We are the future. We are the cutting edge. We are Americana. We are the Renaissance. We're the real liberals, not you. You want to use those terms. That's why they want to get rid of Thomas Jefferson, because it was the revolutionary idea that he didn't realize in his lifetime, but was realized later. It's called being a visionary. Now, joining us is Roger Stone. Then I'm going to get into these incredible NFL clips, the booing of the Cowboys, all of it. As Ron Paul just said, boycott's the answer. It's cultural Marxist Saul Alinsky horse crap. And it is blowing up in their stinking faces. So get that video out. We're going to get that out in the next 30 minutes. Infowars.com as well, because this is not a spectator sport, the fight against the globalists. This is information warfare. And our weapon is the truth. Our credibility is the truth. And that's why they attack it, because they know we told you about the NSA spy grid first. They know that we told you about how Trump was way ahead in the polls first. And we told you he'd win. And we told you everything, because it's all there. We told you the communist Chinese fund Viacom and Communist Central. You can watch it and see all the commie worship. Coming up, Alex Jones doesn't like China, but we do. Because you know we get down on our knees every day in front of the communist dictators. You know what we do, don't you? Yes, you know, don't we? What trash? What idiots? You're going to be just like the NFL. I love it. So twist all you want, just like Megyn Kelly had the worst ratings ever for the new show she took over. All the critics say she bombed. The new Comedy Central show bombed. And a lot of folks at Comedy Central behind the scenes said, be nice. You know, come on. This is years ago. Play ball with us. And I said, I don't want to play ball with you. I don't want to come on and act stupid and play into your part so I can be a court jester, geek, clown, you know, like poor midgets on Howard Stern. That's not who I am. I want to destroy you because you want to destroy us and America. You understand that? We're never going to stop. We're never going to give in. We're never going to back down. We understand it. We don't read off teleprompters. We don't run around telling you how intellectual we are all day and you know, telling folks that we don't understand language or any of this garbage. It's crazy. We're changing the future. We're making the world better. We're winning. You're losing. All of you are jokes. Well, Alex, don't bash some show that's based about you and plugs you every day. I don't care. I don't go to NFL games. I don't want to go to Hollywood. I don't want to go to A-list parties or fly off on private jets to the Caribbean and, you know, sit there with empty-headed morons. Understand that? I'm here to burn you down. I'm here to rout you out, and I'm going to do it. And I mean that information warfare-wise. Roger Stone, you just came out of the big House Intelligence Committee hearing with Lord Schiff, the great perpetrator of BS and buffoonery. And we've got the exclusive video of what you testified inside to up on InfoWars.com. Tell us what happened.
Well, Alex, major breaking news that will be heard first around the world here at InfoWars. During my testimony, when I said I did not believe that the Russians had hacked the DNC, and I cited the fact that the DNC had refused to turn over their servers for examination to the FBI, both Congresswoman Spear, and Congressman Schiff objected and said that, in fact, the DNC had turned over their server. Now, in fact, it was pointed out by Trey Gowdy, the Republican member, that both FBI Director Comey and Homeland Security Secretary Johnson came before this very committee and testified that the DNC had not turned over their server to the FBI. So, Alex, somebody's lying, and we need to get to the bottom of who that somebody is.
Somebody's committing perjury in Camelot.
Certainly appears that way, although what's interesting is, I have just learned, as the witness, I am subject to the laws regarding perjury, but as the questioners, if they lie, well, there's no penalty for that. I corrected the record. I made it very clear that there was no collusion by Donald Trump, the Trump campaign, the Trump family, the Trump friends, the Trump associates, certainly nobody at InfoWars, with the Russian state. I also made it clear that I did not know about the hacking of John Podesta's email in advance, contrary to what Congressman Schiff said, that I have never worked for the Russian state, contrary to what Congresswoman Speier had said, and that I had only confirmed what Julian Assange himself had tweeted on July 21st.
Sure, we all understand that. Year. So I've seen your prepared text. How was Schiff and the other Legion of Doom members acting towards you? Because they always have this fake bravado on television. How were they acting behind the scenes?
They were weasels. Schiff was particularly a weasel. They were attempting to set several perjury traps. They were unsuccessful. They read back to me a number of my commentaries on InfoWars.com, trying to twist them to say that they said something they didn't. So when I said on InfoWars that I had been in communications with Assange, I also made it clear on InfoWars that that communications was indirect through an intermediary.
But the New York Times was talking to him at the same time. You're allowed to talk to people.
Exactly the point.
Assange isn't a Russian agent.
They also asked me if I had ever posted and then deleted a tweet. I didn't recall that I had. And then they showed me a tweet in which I had called some woman out, pointing out that communications with Assange would be perfectly legal. And then had subsequently deleted that because I had called her a stupid word that rhymes with witch. And I thought better of it after I had posted it. Innocuous, benign.
Well, I delete tweets all the time when I'm like sending a tweet at a red light, and then I notice I sent the wrong word out. I mean, I delete them all the time.
Or that you misspell something. Of course it happens, but be careful, Alex. They may haul you before the committee to explain your deleted tweets.
Well, I think it's fair to say this whole Russiagate's winding down. You predicted that 6 months ago. They would then segue into financial crimes, which they now they've basically admitted to. So what's the next shoe to drop?
You know, it's very hard to say. They, of course, asked many, many questions about Paul Manafort. They asked many, many questions about conversations that I've had with the president, which I declined to characterize to their chagrin. It's not clear where they think they're going, but we're going to have to resolve whether or not the DNC was hacked at all, never mind hacked by the Russians, and now suddenly the Democrats are claiming they did turn over the server to the FBI. That's just a serious discrepancy in the public record.
Well, Roger, another chapter is now opening, and it's the battle for the Republican Party centered around this runoff for the nomination there in Alabama for the Senate seat of the now Attorney General Jeff Sessions. We have Bannon charging around, exposing that the establishment is backing Mr. Strange. Give us your approximation as a political operative on what's going on in Trumplandia. Is he still keeping the faith?
Well, I am completely at one with Steve Bannon. We are both supporting the same candidate, former Judge Roy Moore. Roy Moore, ironically, will be more loyal to the Trump agenda than the candidate the president has been conned into supporting. That would be Luther Strange. So things are kind of backwards there, but a victory for Moore will be a victory for the Trump agenda, while a defeat for Strange will unfortunately be a defeat for the president, because I believe, as Steve does, the president was conned into supporting the establishment Republican candidate.
So this is what we're supposed to do, keep them honest, take over the Republican Party in the internal documents of the Republican and Democratic parties, as you know, back during the last campaign. The greatest fear is a libertarian insurrection, an Americana Christian insurrection, those three groups together, all taking the Republican Party over. And we're doing it, and they're scared, and I don't know how long the Republican establishment, the Mitch McConnells, the Paul Ryans, can hang on by their you know, dear lives. And that's why President Trump should get behind this political move, and I mean their political lives, to go ahead and sweep them out and finally get the real trifecta in Congress. But I'm told the generals, and they even said this in the news, are hopping mad. Why are they involved in domestic stuff? Telling Bannon, shut your mouth, go away. No, InfoWars, Breitbart, Drudge Report, the Liberty Movement. We brought, the American people brought Trump in, and we're not going to just crawl off in the shadows now while you join with a bunch of blue blood trash and rape this country. Go ahead, Roger.
I could not agree more, Alex. The truth is that if you love Donald Trump and Trump Revolution and you live in Alabama, you should vote for Roy Moore, not the candidate the president got.
And you were saying that you were on the air months before Trump endorsed him, trying to get Trump. Were you ever able to, I know it's always limited, the stuff you get to talk about with him or others do, to say, you know, early on, I remember talking to you saying, as soon as the president calls me, I don't know if we can get into this, you know, I'm going to really push Judge Moore, not this Strange, and then just, I guess you didn't get the word to him, or it wasn't enough, or what happened?
Well, I made the case, in all honesty, like Ronald Reagan, he had two options. One was to endorse no one. That's what every Republican president in my lifetime has done in statewide primaries, and then campaigned for the nominee. Or, here was a golden opportunity in a special election to send a message to Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan and the country club Republicans who've been knifing Donald Trump in the back, that we're not going to take their crap anymore. He should have endorsed.
And instead, he gave them what they want, and then a month later, Mitch McConnell wouldn't even return his phone calls, an arrogant piece of trash.
No question. And what's the guarantee that Senator Strange will stand with us on Obama?
Well, by the way, they now admit that Trump's giving Strange very half-hearted endorsements and is really sabotaging him. So, I mean, does Trump know the error of his ways now?
I think he's figured it out. But the moral of the story is, don't take political advice from your liberal Democratic son-in-law, Jared Kushner, because that's who recommended the endorsement of Mitch McConnell's running dog lackey candidate, Luther Strange.
All right. InfoWars.com, Roger Stone, StoneColdTruth.com. More exclusives coming. Let you get some lunch and some rest now, and we'll talk later coming up on The War Room that you co-host with Owen Schroyer coming up today, 3 o'clock Central, in about 2 hours. Thank you.
God bless you, Eric. God bless you, Alex, and victory or death.
Hey, we're teleprompter free. My new name is Eric Jones. Thanks, buddy. Yeah, absolutely. Victory or death. There he goes. Wow. Powerful, powerful stuff happening. You know, I haven't even gotten into the Comedy Central has a five-night-a-week show that is so conceited, so self-centered, so arrogant, so fake intellectual. Just, I mean, I'll be honest, I couldn't even watch more than 5 minutes of it. That's why I haven't played any of it, because it's like chalkboard, nails on a chalkboard. But I do need to play it because it just illustrates every 5 seconds was poured over and written to manipulate and to take control of language. And they tell you who their enemies are in this breakdown. So it's important. So I've got a first 5 minutes of the show. It's all I can watch. And then I've got one of those little promo man on the streets. With people wearing, you know, InfoWars.com t-shirts, and just he's attempting to show how dumb conservatives are. Go to a conservative rally versus a liberal rally, and you'll see who's dumb. And that's why they're having to do this. They hate the fact we're doing it. We're just going to do more of it and just show how your constituents are the saddest, dumbest, most confused, lost people the world's ever seen. But listeners, commit today to understand we are the tip of the spear. We need your prayers. We need your financial support. So thanks for going to InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
AD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor and active shooter kits for $129.90 delivered. Check out the promotion sales tab at kadiarmor.com, CADIarmor.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, he founded Citizens for Trump. Jack Posobiec's here in studio with us. Good to have you here.
Great to be here, Alex. Finally coming down to the mothership. I'm having a great time. This place, it's amazing. It's amazing to see what you guys have done.
Well, thanks. We're trying to expand it, and we're trying to recruit all the people to man it. So we got a lot to cover. I asked you during the break what you wanted to cover first. You wanted to get into this article that's up on newswars.com, and I had it somewhere in my stack. If you guys will just print it for me again. It's like an explosion of paper in here. Who is a West Point graduate, I guess, for the Army, and he's got a hat saying communism will win, and then opened up his shirt, and he's got a very, very racist, very, very hateful Che Guevara shirt. Che Guevara, he said that only white people were good and that brown people were cockroaches. He hated Latin Americans because they didn't want to go live in communal farms, and they wanted to keep their own property, not have him be their slave master. But this little arrogant social justice warrior signaling piece of crap, calling himself Commie Bebop, is right there letting everybody know that he likes an ideology that killed almost 200 million people. And this, he'll probably get awarded. Now, you were in Naval Intelligence, didn't make an issue out of that, running one of the biggest Trump grassroots groups. President likes you, tweets your stuff, you broke a lot of big stories. They kicked you out of Naval Intelligence over that, saying it's improper. If the president supports someone in the armed services, that's a sign they're not loyal, because you're not a communist, you don't want to kill 150 million people.
Exactly. So if you remember all during the election when I was doing the Citizens for Trump work, I would come on here once in a while. And did I ever mention anything about my naval intelligence background or my history or anything to do with the intelligence community whatsoever? No.
No.
I was here only in the perspective of I was talking about what was going on with the election, what we were doing in the volunteer time, all the different operations we were running to help the president win. Because we're Americans and we can do that under the Constitution. And I wanted to step forward from the shadows and do that because I felt like it was right for my country.
Absolute crossroads.
I get shut down. This guy who comes out and says he's a Che Guevara terrorist and basically says he's a communist on the side. And if you look at some of the stuff that Che Guevara did in the past, I mean, absolutely horrific brutality. That was
mass executions of men, women, and children.
And when you're a member,
he called Mexicans roaches.
Roaches. Now, I'm pretty sure, I haven't checked, no, I was a Navy guy, I'm not an Army guy. I'm pretty sure that the Che Guevara shirt is not Army issue for the uniform. Fairly certain, Alex. I don't know if you checked.
Well, you know he had higher-ups egging him on.
Yeah, exactly. So where is the slapdown on this guy? Where is anybody coming down on this? You cannot.
You've got all these university professors saying kill cops, and they get awarded stuff.
The Army will make you remove tattoos if they see if there's gang members, if there's like hate speech or anything like swastika tattoos, that sort of thing. The Army will make you remove that if you have it, or kick you out in some cases. Why hasn't there been anything on this guy? But meanwhile, you got a guy like me, you got guys like other people that have stepped forward and said they want to serve their country.
But guess who his hero is? Kaepernick.
Of course Kaepernick is his hero. Kaepernick, who, number one,
another spoiled, rotten scumbag that wants communism.
Millions of dollars.
You think Kaepernick, who I also like Shay, knows that he hated anybody that wasn't white?
I don't think that he's probably done any of the research.
No, these people are all dumbasses.
He looked at the T-shirt and said, yeah, I like that T-shirt. Let's put it on.
Yeah, the women will think I'm really groovy if I do that. And I'm not saying all women, but that's what, wearing the shaman beads
that's
and crystals.
That's what
every guy I know is trying to wear shaman beads and crystals. You know, right when that whole thing's peaking, make me jump off a cliff. We're going to go to break, come right back. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of new specials. 40% off our Secret 12 high-quality vitamin B12 that BuzzFeed even did an analysis of and said was the highest quality out there. They were really upset. They said, my God, it's the very best out there. We can't believe it. And we've got a lot of other specials as well. InfoWarsStore.com. New essential oils are there as well. We've got a bunch of different specials. Please support us. We need the support. Great products.
Choose